And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
And good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray. Corey Sandin is here today. Ricky's on his way to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. I'll be joining him later on this afternoon up there. We have a great couple of guests here in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup. We have Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, and Yosef Husseini, who's the angler's realtor. We're going to talk some great stuff here, some fishing, some fun, and some real estate. You stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up. All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And man, I love these June gloom days.
Yeah,
it just reeks of fishing.
Good for calico fishing.
It is.
Yeah. Good. Welcome, Corey Sandin. You've been doing a lot of fishing here lately, haven't you?
Well, the barn door's busted open. Man.
Yeah, as the water's warming up, and it's calico action.
A lot of calicos and a couple surf fishing days too.
Yeah, you've been using the slugs in the surf.
I heard enough of Gundy Gunderson's, the surf guru's. Surf report and had to do it, man.
Yeah.
I got tired of hearing of all the life, and really is. I mean, we're in a cycle that we need to take advantage of. I mean, not only the bluefin and, you know, record, you know, personal records in 200 to 300 pound bluefin,
sure.
But the inshore is as healthy as I've ever seen.
Really?
Seriously.
Kelp, too?
The kelp, you know, it's weird. I see a little bit less kelp where it was, like, prominent.
Uh-huh.
But I see kelp growing in areas where it hasn't been for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we don't have wahoo, we don't have yellowfin outside the kelp line, we don't have that kind of thing, but it's a super healthy, just
really good.
There's so much chovy and so much life. That chovy is like the key. It's just, the chovy comes with the nutrients.
Yes.
It comes with a little bit cooler water. It just brings a life with it. Think about the mackerel, the yellowfin croaker, the tom cod, the queenfish, that brown bait scenario that the halibut, the sea bass, like everything eats. You know, it's just, it creates
it's a huge connection in the food chain of life. Seriously.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so there's a lot going on.
You can hear my enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah. No, you've been fishing. You've been showing. Yeah, and I saw the proof. I saw the pictures. Yeah. I saw those slugs sticking out of the mouths of those halibut and
I've been using the 5-inch weedless swimmer in the surf, and not all the area is good, right? Like, I'll cover a huge area of the beach, and there's not even 10% of it that I deem fishable, right?
Yeah.
So when I cover it with a weedless and I've made as many casts as I can, then I have tried the 6.5-7-inch slug on the same hook, and I found success doing that.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
The 5-inch weedless with a Gamakatsu.
With a 7-aught Gamakatsu, 3/8 of an ounce.
3/8 of an ounce.
It's perfect for the surf.
Wow.
Yeah, it's so seamless, and it just...
What pound test are you fishing, sir?
I fished the Tranks 200.
Your favorite reel.
I love that. I mean, right? From surf to rockfish.
Yeah.
Nice.
And, right? And 50-pound braid and 30 to 40-pound leader. If the water's super clean, I'll use the 30
to 40-pound leader in the surf.
Wow. Well, you never know. I mean, Gunny's talked about legal sea bass and bigger halibut.
Could happen.
This last week, I had 2 legal halibut.
Wow.
You know, not huge, but just legal, you know?
Yeah.
Nice. And, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yosef, you ready to go fishing?
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, that changes your fishing opportunities a little bit for a temporary point, right?
It definitely puts fishing on hold for at least a month.
In a good way, though.
I'm going to try to catch the best part of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now, Ollie, his limo was late this morning.
Right.
So
yeah, that's the rumor.
Yeah, he'll be in soon.
Yeah. So, his driver slept.
Yeah, his driver slept.
His bodyguard overslept.
Yeah, exactly. So he'll be here soon. But Yosef's the better half of the Husseini family there. And you're a fisherman, big time, number one, but you're also a realtor, right?
Yep, exactly. I try to combine both, and most of my clients are anglers, so it works out well. I get to go fishing with my clients and shoot the bull on what's going on around town here.
Yeah, so, and you specialize kind of in the San Diego County area, or are you pretty much all over the place?
I specialize in San Diego County. I do have other partners in Orange County and Temecula area that I can refer people out to that are fishermen as well.
Yeah.
But San Diego County is kind of my thing. I go out to about boulevards as far as I go, you know, going east, and then North County, I'll go all the way up to Fallbrook.
Yeah. And what's the market like now? It's like, it's kind of crazy, huh?
It is. It's still super hot in certain areas. It's very spotty. Other areas, things are sitting. You know, if you don't price them right, people aren't looking at them.
So there's no more of this 10 offers in one day as soon as it goes on the market?
There still is, in certain areas, you know, like beach areas, still super hot. You can't find a condo. I've got 2 clients that are looking in PB, and they want ocean view. And there's nothing, you know.
Wow.
There's always something for sale. There has been for years.
There's
condos.
A lot of condos.
There's a ton of them. Yeah. Especially, you know, they line basically PB to Mission Beach.
Yeah.
And, man, you can't find anything.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so inventory's super low. Interest rates are going up. It seems like they kind of stabilized a little bit, but that's the rumor is we're going to see it keep going.
But still relatively okay in the realm of past years. I mean, we had such record low interest rates. They're still in pretty good shape.
Record low.
Yeah, still record low.
And there's new products out there that there's new ARM products and... You know, these arms have a cap on them now. So let's say you get into a 7-year arm, 7-7. So for the first 7 years, it's fixed at a low interest rate because you're taking on this arm. Then after that, it can go up, but there's a cap on it. And some people have a 2% cap. The federal cap is 3. But there's other options. People are going to have opportunity coming up here. Because there's a lot of buyers that have buyer fatigue. They've gotten out of the market.
They're just worn out on the whole scene, right?
I mean, I've seen it with so many buyers. You know, I do my best to coddle them and keep them comfortable as much as I can.
Yeah. But after putting so many offers in...
There's disappointment.
Yeah.
And especially if you're on the edge of a certain price point.
Well, right.
All those people are going to start, you know, being able to buy again. And a lot of them are going to be scared, and it's the ones that are ready to pull the trigger and really want a home that'll use one of those ARM programs or something to get into something.
Oh, okay. So what do you say to the person that comes and says, you know, I just can't afford to live here anymore. I mean, I want to buy a house, I want to buy a condo, but I just can't afford it. How would you make it affordable for somebody to get into the game, basically, right?
Well, there's lots of grants out there. Best thing to do is talk to a lender and let them know your scenario. Uh-huh. They'll take a look at your income and see what you can get into. Once again, like that ARM product I was talking about, you can buy a lot more with one of those products.
Yeah.
Just because the way it's set up, you're not making as high of a payment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also with the market slowing down a bit, there's not like all these multiple offers all at once and cash and stuff like that. Somebody like that can actually compete now to get a piece of property, right?
There still is in certain areas. Uh-huh. Like I was saying, the beach area, I had one in Bay Park last week, and I came in for one of my investors with huge number. And quick closing, one day inspections, and they took another offer.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
It was a slam dunk deal. Slam dunk, you know. But they ended up, it was an off market thing, and they ended up with 10 offers.
Wow.
You know, just through the grapevine.
Yeah.
So, like beach areas, there's certain areas that are still going. Rancho Bernardo's
hot, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow.
Poway's slowing down just a hair. But still, you can't find anything under $1 million over there, you know.
Unbelievable.
It's a normal home for $1 million.
Yeah.
Nothing fancy, you know, anything like that. But those areas people want to live in, the school district over there is amazing. So a lot of families want to live in Poway and Rancho Bernardo because of that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
But you just have to be persistent.
That's what it is.
And the game's going to keep changing as we go through this cycle of whatever we're going through here.
It is. Also having somebody with connections. So if your realtor is involved with their local associations and isn't out in the field all the time and talking to other agents, they're not going to know what's coming. That's
like you say, off-market deals. Those are probably key.
You got
it. I mean, once it hits the MLS, it's like it's a done deal, right? So you got to get that stuff before it goes to the public.
Yep. You hear about it. You try to schedule the very first showing they have, you know, and if it's another realtor you know and they trust you, they're going to help you, you know.
You work together with people.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
You know, you treat people well and they treat you well.
And it all works out.
Yeah, networking is huge in my business.
Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, we'll hold up on that for just a minute, but let's go to Captain Brandon Hayward from Bite Sport Fishing Charters. Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, Brandon.
Hey, good morning. You got me?
Yeah, we got you loud and clear. You're out on a little field research with the kids today, huh?
Yeah, we've been running 8 a.m. trips out of fishermen, and one of the boats is in, so we thought we'd go have a little fun today. It's been really exceptional bluefin fishing, 110 to 200 plus pound fish.
Whew.
Everyone's been catching at least one, and we can definitely get to limits, but it seems like guys catch, you know, one or more, and they're kind of ready to go. So the guys got in yesterday. They had five guys on the Freeman. They had five fish from 110 to 180 pounds. Back in, left at 8, back in by 6 or something like that.
Seriously, wow. That is a heck of a deal. And that's on the catamaran, the Fast Cat, huh?
Yeah, that's both been working out really well in all regards. And I know bluefin get all the headlines right now, but sea bass are still biting. Wes has been fishing Catalina, and I can't remember the last time he didn't at least catch one.
Wow.
A little slower over the weekend, still catching, but there's a couple tournaments going on and a lot of boats. But I think the best is yet to come with that as well.
Really? And as we head into mid-June, the limit goes to 3, right? Are you seeing possibility that you could take guys on Bite Sport Fishing over to Catalina and catch a limit?
Yeah, that's always a chance. There was some nice hits during the week. And in years past, we've gone up to Ventura and ran out of one of the Ventura landings once it hits 3 fish. We're kind of doing the math on that. There's been some really good fishing up there. It's just a matter of when the wind will let you get out. So every time I plan on going up there, you kind of look at the forecast and it's windy for the next 4 or 5 days. But there's a really, really, really good chance we'd go up there for that and maybe even start our swordfish season up in Ventura this time around, since it seems like that fish kind of shows up there first.
Bite Sport Fishing is all over the place. Ice cream.
Yeah.
Did you take an ice cream cooler on the boat?
For every bluefin Ella catches, he gets an extra scoop of ice cream.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's called a bribe to do something she doesn't really want to do with her brothers. You know?
Gotcha. All right. That's cool. Yeah. So you better catch a lot of bluefin, Alec, for sure. So if somebody wants to book a charter, so you've got two boats in San Diego and a boat in L.A., is that right?
Yeah. If someone wants to book a trip, we're open Thursday on the Freeman. And I actually just put Father's Day up. We had a trip kind of disintegrate on us. I put Father's Day up as an open party on the Fisherman's Landing website. So if you wanted to kind of do something fun for Father's Day and kind of have a unique fishing experience, that's up. And that just went up last night, so it's wide open. Six spots open, okay.
Wow, so you could book us one spot or six spots, on, and that's on the fast camera. How fast is that Freeman?
In weather like this, you're going 45.
Wow.
That's great.
So you're on the fish within an hour.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems like it takes more time to, like, get on the boat and get through the bay than it does to get out there.
Gee. So, and what's been the trick on the fishing? Has it been sinker rig? Has it been are you flying the kite yet? What's the story?
That's a great question. I was kind of talking to some friends about this last night. It's just amazing how every year is different.
Yeah.
And this year we've had the least amount of kite fish. And most of the stuff's been on the troll and on that sinker rig.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what's been going on. A lot of troll fish to stop the boat, and then sinker rig sardine or sinker rig mackerel has been working good. And hooking some fish on the popper and the surface iron along the way. The popper and the surface iron stuff's great, kind of in the right hands. But when you're taking six people on an open party, I hate seeing one guy hook one on a long rod having to fight it for an hour, you know? So we try to kind of stick with heavier gear and be able to get doubles and such.
Yeah. Awesome, man. Captain Brandon Hayward, Bite Sport Fishing. So you want to catch a big those sea bass, too, at Catalina. Have been tankers, right?
The grade of sea bass this year is just incredible. It seems like they get bigger and bigger every year, and we get more and more of that kind of coastal-grade fish. Little sidebar, one of the my new captain, Vinny, he really combed the coast kind of from San Diego County into the bottom end of Orange County looking for that 2010 to 2014 squid-style fishing. And we go look every couple weeks every year around this time of year, but he didn't see anything. So the islands are definitely where it's at.
Yeah, awesome. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip with you, Bite Sport Fishing, how do we do that?
I would just call Fisherman's Landing if you want to do the tuna thing. And if you want to fish sea bass, just look us up online. You can get a hold of me through the website.
All right, bitesportfishing.com. And then Fisherman's Landing, you have that open party on the Freeman on Thursday. This Thursday, it's online. Just book it online. You can book one spot or six spots, right?
Sunday, Father's Day on Sunday.
Oh, excuse me.
Thursday's open for a charter.
Thursday's open for a charter, or if you want to go Father's Day, it's an open party trip.
I appreciate that.
That's next Sunday. Yeah. All right. Hey, Captain Brandon Hayward, have fun with the kids, and hope you have to buy lots of ice cream. Right?
All right.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, exactly. Thanks for having us.
All right. Take care. All right. Nice to hear from you, for sure. Here he is. The limo has arrived.
The man.
Yeah. Bodyguard standing by outside. Captain Ali Husseini, good morning.
Something like that. Yeah. Running here from El Cajon at 100 miles an hour.
Yeah. Didn't get a ticket.
No.
Oh, that's good.
Pretty pleased with that.
That's a good thing for sure. So, you've been a busy guy.
Lots of travel, man.
Yeah. Lots of travel. And fishing, too. You were fishing Thursday, Friday?
Got out local. Was good. Really good. Unfortunately, it was the saw more than you caught. But you could tell it was kind of building. Thursday was okay. Friday was pretty good. And then yesterday, oh, my gosh. Everybody I talked to, I started getting texts at 2 in the afternoon. Back with limits.
No kidding.
Oh, the guys smoked them. Yeah, it was just, you could tell the bite was building, and I couldn't go one more day. I was beat. and they killed them.
Yeah. And what's been the trick? What's a hot trick?
It's been those Mad Max.
Really?
Yeah, most of the guys. I mean, small boat guys. You know, my friends, they're catching them, trolling those Mad Max lures way, way back fast.
Like, what's way, way back?
Like 200 yards.
Oh, my God.
200 yards.
Yeah,
once you hook the fish, it's just just miserable. You've already spotted them half a spool.
But just to say you're getting bluefin on the troll is something that we didn't experience in our youth.
I mean, we never thought, right, you'd get one on accident or it would slip up or whatever and eat a tuna feather. No, I mean, there's, and you know who really uncovered it was those Ensenada Panga guys.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. They have been catching so many fish down
on the troll.
On the troll, yeah, because they don't fly kites. They don't do anything else. They don't have spreader bars.
Yeah.
And they kind of started it, and it's been working.
And you have to troll them pretty fast, right?
Yeah, like, well, I don't know. We were talking about that the other day with, like, my buddy Brandon Nelson. I know you know him. And he's like, well, I saw these other guys getting bit at 15, so I started going 15. I'm like, yeah, but we got bit going 9 just fine. So I don't know if it's a case of watching what's going on next to you and mimicking it or what.
15's fast, man.
Oh, and my vote, man, we call that maximum fuel burn.
Yeah, maximum. Yeah, exactly.
It's a half a mile a gallon.
Yeah. Right.
Crazy.
So the Mad Mac, is that like a Marauder style?
It's a Marauder, yeah. Okay. It makes sense because, I mean, down in Puerto Vallarta in the O-somethings, we were catching them on those too, and we caught yellowfin up to 300 pounds on a Marauder. And you don't, I mean, you think a little more of trolling up yellowfin, but not big yellowfin, you know. And there was a while there where it was all we could do on a Marauder. I mean, we destroyed them, doubles and triples of fish over 150 pounds on them.
Wow.
So, it's a proven concept. It's just funny how this thing evolves. Like, me and my buddy fishes with me all the time. He's from the East Coast, and he grew up in New York, and, you know, spreader bars and islanders with a ballyhoo behind it. That's how you caught bluefin.
Yeah.
And we always said it here, you know, we're skipping the yummy, like, man, I bet if we just made the time and put out a full-blown East Coast spread, right, we'd catch them. And then fast forward 3-4 years later, and you hear some rumors of guys catching them on spreader bars and that sort of thing. And next thing you know, it's kind of standard. The cool thing is it gives a lot of guys the opportunity to catch one of these awesome fish who just, the kite's not going to be a thing.
Tough,
you know what I mean? The kite's not for everything. It is kind of tricky to do and all that. And it's getting more guys fired up on fishing. The downside is I see guys trolling around and going like, through breezers that you dream of, just not looking and don't know better. And so take the good with the bad, I guess.
Yeah. So if you troll through a breezer, are you going to get bit?
Actually, you do. Apparently.
You do.
I never would have guessed.
Oh, I hate that.
Which makes it worse.
It worse.
I mean, what we were trying to do is the lure is so far behind the boat, we kind of parallel the breezer. Uh-huh. So we're not spooking it. And then once the boat gets past the breezer, then I'll cut across and try to pull them through it.
Yeah.
You know, so you're not spooking everything and giving it a chance to bite.
So are you trolling Mad Max and a spreader bar?
Some guys are doing that for sure. It's the spreader bar likes to go a little slower, and the Marauder style lure likes to go a little faster.
Yeah.
So it's kind of you got to choose one or the other, but it definitely works. I mean, we did it the other day and we got bit, you know, just got bored. And when I was younger, I tolerate trolling. I don't know what it is. I hate trolling.
I just hate that trolling.
It's a necessary evil.
I can't wait for that stuff to come up on the surface and start biting that flyer again.
100%. And I'm only there for the bites. I don't even want to hook them anymore.
Yeah,
you know what
sure.
I mean? Just watching them blow up, that's the best part. But, yeah, I do not enjoy trolling anymore. I get bored out of my mind.
No.
Empty the cooler faster for sure.
It's so true. Or you're eating everything that's in the boat because you're not busy doing something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. A lot to talk about with Yosef and Ali here. And I want to talk about that BD Outdoors, the Yellowtail Shootout.
Right?
Too.
Yes. Exactly. I mean, we're just thankful that Ali's driver got up and got him here and having Yosef in studio. And we're going to have a great day today and a lot of fun, actually. One lucky caller or texter. We're going to flip a coin at the end of the show between the texters and the callers. We're going to give a $300 certificate to Costa. And you get to go on their website. And I don't think there are too many pairs over $300.
No.
They're totally affordable, right?
Yeah.
So you can choose a lesser pair and then maybe pick a T-shirt or hat or both. Or you could do whatever you want. So one lucky caller at the end of the show, 213-432-1090. Is the number. So one lucky caller, and then we're going to pick one lucky texter, flip a coin at the end of the show, and one of you is going to get that awesome certificate for Costa.
For Costa.
Yeah, I love them, man. That's even in the surf, man, you need them, right?
Oh,
see those sand channels? I love it. Hey, we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. More from Ollie and Yosef when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day trips on the Daily Double and full-day trips on the Mission Bell every day. Perfect for novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips on the American Angler, Vagabond, Intrepid, Independence, New Loan, T-Bird, Game Changer, and more. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
This is Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at CostaSunglasses.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and that Let's Talk Hookup app. We're going to have a, man, we're having fun talking all this bluefin stuff. It's crazy.
Bluefin, real estate, the whole program here. And, yeah, if you want to join us, there's still a couple lines open. You want to have a chance to win a pair of Costa sunglasses and some accessories there, 213-432-1090. And, of course, text the show. The texts are flying in here.
Right.
Adam set it up.
So only done through the app.
Only done through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, Ollie, we mentioned that the Beat the Outdoors Yellowtail Shootout, 2 weeks from this weekend. Right?
Yeah, that's right. It snuck up on me a little bit.
I know,
there.
Crazy, huh? It's,
dude, every year.
And there's some big yellows around.
Yeah, there has been. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of yellows around, but there's a lot of quality yellows around.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that La Jolla thing, holy moly, there's been some gems coming out of there.
Yeah, for sure. Lots and lots of good yellows. And so how do you get into the tournament? What's the story?
Just go to yellowtailshootout.com. Super easy. Just a quick registration form. If you want to participate in the jackpots and all that stuff, you can do it there. If you want to take a little bit of time and see how much money rolls into each jackpot or whatever, when you pick up your captain's bag and check in with us on Friday night, what would that be, the 24th? You can do it there as well. If you got to add team members, make a change, do whatever, that's, you can do that all at the captain's meeting.
How long has that been going on? I mean,
COVID cost us a year,
but
I think this is now 16.
Wow.
Or no, this is 15. Years. 16 years we've been doing it. This is the 15th annual.
And it's a huge event, too.
Biggest tournament on the West Coast, saltwater.
How many participants?
Last few years we've had 100 plus boats.
100 plus boats, which is like
375 anglers.
375.
Yeah, and the thing with that tournament is, and I say it every year, is value, man. I mean, we're all about giving the participants, showing them a good time, putting on a quality event, but also you get so much swag. We go to the Costas and the Apcos and all of our partners, and we just round up tons and tons of good stuff. The minute minute you enter that tournament, you're going to have $100-something worth of really quality, you know, stuff that we
that you can use.
Bag.
Just out of the gate for every angler.
Just out of lures, hats, shirts, you know, tackle, all kinds of good
and
stuff.
And that's no easy task these days trying to get product, too.
It has not been like years past. Yeah, let's just put it that way. It's not been like years past. It's definitely been a tougher ask for sure. But we got a bunch of good stuff from our sponsors. I was just in the warehouse the other day, and all the stuff from Yeti had shown up. And, you know, I got AFCO sent a bunch of stuff, and Costa just delivered a bunch of boxes. So there'll still be plenty of great stuff to go around.
Yeah, I know if it's coming from Costa or if it's coming from AFCO, it's as good as it gets. It's like AFCO doesn't make anything you wouldn't want.
We're blessed with the best partners, man. Yeah. We really are. I mean, there's no junk in there, no nothing like that. Like, sometimes you go to these tournaments and you're getting, like, dog treats and you're angry. Yeah. That's not the program here. It's all good stuff. The guys are high-quality stuff. Yeah, totally.
So, just go to BD Outdoors, click on the Yellowtail Shootout banner. It's right there. You can do it on Fish Dope. There's a banner on Fish Dope.
Yeah, you can just go straight to YellowtailShootout.com. Yep, that's the easiest way. Yeah. Yeah,
and then big event at Portuguese Hall. I know San Diego County Ford dealers are going to be involved in that and have a truck out there.
The most fun
from Mossy Ford. Yeah.
We throw one hell of a party. So we've got our friends at Valley Farms. My buddy Derek out there, he's catering for us. I don't know if you've had their food before. It's awesome.
Valley Farms.
Uh-huh. I think we're doing brisket and pulled pork this year. So he's
going to do the best.
He's a competition barbecue nut and loves the fish. So it's an easy sell. Yeah, got really good food. We'll do, you know, put on the normal program, lots of raffles. We'll have Ballast Point beer being poured by CCA. We'll have some Yellowtail beer there, our beer being poured as well. So it's a great deal to bring the kids and the family out to. We've got a vendor village. You can, you know, ask questions directly to the sponsors.
That sounds, Costa. So the tournament, like, is a three-day event. So
it kind of is. I mean, really, you just check in on Friday night. I think the time, don't hold me to it, it's on the website, is 4 to 6 o'clock for check-in. And then that's when we want you to come. Actually get your angler bag, sign your paperwork.
And where do you do that?
Friday night, Dana Landing.
At Dana Landing.
Yeah, right there. At Blue Seas, actually. In Blue Seas parking lot there, you know, right next to Dana Landing Market.
The SeaDeck company.
Exactly. And then on Saturday morning, you fish. If you want to leave right after the captain's meeting, you're totally welcome to if you've got a slower boat or whatever, but you can't put your lines until 5 a.m. And then you fish all day, and you have to come weigh your fish. Again, I don't have the times right off the top of my head, but weigh-in opens at 2, and I think it goes until 5.
On Saturday,
yeah. So then we weigh your fish, but you don't know. We don't tell you where you stand. So it's kind of a blind weigh. So if you've got, like, 3 good fish, you're like, oh, I better go to the party. I might be making some money, you know. And if you've got one really nice fish, but we've got a 1-fish bag, and I think it's a 3-fish bag, different prize categories. So you can. If you get one nice fish, you can win, you know, really good prizes. If the overall winner will be the guy with the 3 biggest fish combined.
Wow.
And we didn't always do it that way because, I don't know, we just start off thinking about the biggest yellowtail, but you get down the road a little bit and you talk about the skill in it, right? Anybody can get lucky and catch 1 fish,
right?
But if you can weigh the 3, you know, it really shows consistency and the fact that you were able to catch several fish and make a bag out of it.
And that's going to be a good challenge. I mean, an honest, like, good time, because there's that 20 to 60 pound that's mixed in with the 150 pounders, right? I mean, it's kind of...
Well, this is all yellowtail.
It's all yellowtail. Yeah, so you catch some 40 pounders around.
Yeah, there's
yellowtail.
A lot of big yellowtail. And the kind of guys that aren't talking about it.
I was thinking bluefin.
I've been catching some big ones. Yeah. No, there has been some really
nice yellowtail. I'd love to see 100-pound yellowtail.
Hey, right, I would too.
New Zealand.
We'll go to New Zealand. There you go.
I saw 92-pounder.
Did you really? Yeah. I got to go do that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Yeah. And I would bet anything they pull proportionately as hard.
They pull like a yellowtail.
I can't. That's got to be just insane.
I mean, they look the same. They're the same fish.
Yeah, that's so cool. It's on top of my bucket list.
But yellowtail is my favorite fish to catch, and to have a tournament scheduled for yellowtail it's such a great opportunity.
Yeah, it's been crazy. You know, we haven't had those Coronado Island runs that, you know, we used to, well, at least the last few years, but I'm always like, I think it's the bluefin. I'm pretty sure they're there. It's just everybody is focused on bluefin, you know. I think
there's some big fish around.
There's definitely
various places.
Yeah. Joseph, you fishing in it?
What, in the tournament?
In the tournament?
No, I'll be there to help out.
Helping out?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's cool.
I usually don't fish it.
Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero, where we just completed our 26th annual Let's Talk Hookup Rancho Leonero tournament. John Ireland's on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hello, Corey, Allie, Yusef.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, buenos dias. Well, we had a pretty good tournament, you know. Thankfully, loads of striped marlin around, as you're well aware. We had 43 or 44 released, Pete?
41.
Over the, or was it 41?
Yeah.
And, so striped marlin was the name of the game, really. And they were on the inside banks and taking the ballyhoo. And they were mixed. The big game fish, we had the jackpot going on in the and I think every day, literally, the biggest game fish came in were Dorado. We had a couple in the 30-pound range and all that mixed with the striped marlin. So it was decent fishing, and thankfully we had loads and loads of striped marlin. And that really continues right now. Water temp stayed almost exactly the same for the last 3 weeks. We're still bumping up against 80, you know. It'll hit 80 and then drop back down to 78, 79. It's as cool a water, really, as I can recall this late in the season. Normally we're in the 80-degree water and off to the races. That said, you know, with the billfish and also this week, you know, it's because of the cooler water, it's been a slow start for the rooster fish as well, and the rooster fish really kicked in this week. We're getting a nice bait. We're getting a tube mackerel. The locals call them Chili Willy, and they're a deadly little bait. They're working real well, especially for the rooster fish. And then that big amberjack we caught this week. I sent you the picture, Pete. We had it's actually 100.8-pound big amberjack.
That is we posted it on our Facebook and Instagram yesterday, 101-pound amberjack. Where was that during our tournament, right?
Right, typical stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it was taken right off the lighthouse and on 30-pound test, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's deep and sandy off the lighthouse there. But normally a fish that size, especially on 30-pound test, they get rocked and get knocked off, but not this fish. And it took him about an hour, and he caught it on Chili Willy and our two mackerel. And gosh, a big fish. You know, I was looking at the IGFA World Line Test World Record for 30 pounds, 112 pounds. So
yeah, that's a big Pez Fuerte for sure. And if you look at our Instagram, Facebook from yesterday, Let's Talk Hookup, you'll see that fish. It is a monster. I mean, a fish of a lifetime for that guy for sure. And lots of rooster fish and lots of, I mean, as the water warms up, things should get back to normal. But I got to tell you, John, what a great group of people, one of the best groups we've ever had down there. Just super good people, a lot of new faces, a lot of new participants. I want to thank Dave from Statewide Stripes for his $1,000 donation for the prizes, which we spread out. Thanks to Pam Benseman for being a fantastic tournament director, and Bob Blum for being there and being a co-tournament director, and his family, and lots of families and funds. And that's what it's all about. It's just about having fun in a beautiful, beautiful place. And John, it's amazing to me how things change so much in that area. Rancho Leonero, thank God, stays the same. And it's beautiful.
Yeah, we're stubborn. Definitely old style. And
yeah.
We're surrounded by 5 stars now, that's for sure.
Oh, so. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't believe when I went down on the quad down the beach and saw him grading for that Oman Hotel next to the Four Seasons, just a few miles down the beach. It's pretty crazy what's going on down there. But like I say, Rancho Leonero stays the same, and we've got the 27th annual scheduled for next June 3rd through the 7th of 2023. It's a popular trip, great time of the year. Last year was wide open fishing. Today, this year was a little slower because of the cold water, but who knows what next year will bring. So sign up, get in there, and get down to Rancho Leonero. How do we get a hold of you, John, if we want to get down there?
Thanks, Pete. I forgot to mention, too, speaking of yellowtail, we had two in the 40-pound range this week come up.
Yeah, nice.
Wow.
Nice. Big ones. Maybe somebody will run down there for the yellowtail shootout.
I just pulled up a picture of that amberjack. I didn't see it.
Yeah, oh, that was big, huh?
Jumbo.
I've caught some 60s and 70s, and that's just, like, down in Louisiana, that's like tourist fish. Like, here, hold this.
Yeah,
I don't want any part of a 100-pounder. Thank you very much.
That's a giant.
Yeah, we better mention Jeff Smith. Jeff Smith from Corpus Christi was the gentleman who took that one. Came all the way from Texas to catch that baby. Wow, lucky man. Guy.
Lucky guy. Well, hey, John, how do we get a hold of you if you want to go fishing?
Thanks, Pete. It's 800-646-2252 or AranchoLeonero.com. And we've got all the photos up for you guys. Worth seeing that big fish, for sure.
For sure. Hey, John, great tournament. Thanks for your hospitality. Appreciate that very much. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You sure will. Thank you, gentlemen. Nice talking to you.
Thanks very much. Hey, phones are packed. They want to talk to Yosef and Ali, so let's jump into it.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Sean? Sean Call from Lomita. Good morning, Sean. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, guys. You know, I just want to share with you this outfit that's just been getting bites like I've never seen before. It's a 2-foot-long fiberglass pole with like a 2.5-foot-long cord and an artificial fish on the end with no hooks. I just move it back and forth. I have 3 kittens that are just eating that thing alive. It's wide open. Anyway,
you completely lost me from hello, Sean.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to just touch a little bit on the real estate market. It's cyclical, like fishing, isn't it, Joseph Flair? Like it usually goes up for 10 years and down for 5. For instance, I bought a condo in 2001, and it doubled in value by 2005. So I sold it in 2005 and just waited for the correction to happen. And I can just see one coming that should have probably started happening a year or two ago, but the interest rates that got dropped so low due to COVID crisis kept the real estate market going. And how many days is it right now for the average home to be sold? Is it over 30 or under 30? Because that's usually the barometer on whether prices are going to continue to go up or go down. And one for Corey, I got an 11-year-old. I'm taking fishing on a 3/4-day boat. Well, I'm going to get I have a Tranx 300, but what kind of rigging should I do for him if there's sand bass and barracuda around?
Well, I'll cover the sand bass one first. I mean, an ounce lead head and any kind of a 5-inch swim bait would probably be the best. You know, I mean, that kind of would get anything from calico to sand bass to, you know, whatever there. And super friendly, too, you know, bite friendly.
And what about barometers there for the market there, Yosef?
We're creeping up towards that. It just kind of matters what area you're in. Just like we were talking about before, there's hot spots and there's areas that are cooling off.
Yeah.
We are getting in the mid-20s in some areas, and things that aren't priced well are sitting. You know, the properties have to be priced right. It's not a million offers like it was before, and we're just going to have to adjust. We're turning into a normal market now. You know,
is that a good thing?
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah.
You know, the craziness, you don't want huge spikes in anything.
Right.
And when the real estate market spikes, there's going to be, you know, things that are going to counterbalance it, and we're going to have big ups and downs. You know, we want smoother transitions into different markets.
But it wasn't so smooth the last couple of years, right?
Not at all. That's what I'm saying. It's going the other way.
So it nearly doubled, right?
Selling prices. Yeah. Opportunity has just gone through the roof, and people moving up. That, you know, you haven't seen people jumping from these smaller 3-bedroom homes to these 6-bedroom homes, but people had so much equity, you could move that kind of money.
How much do you see individuals purchasing for a rental home or a secondary?
Quite a bit. You know, a lot of people that were smart took some of that equity and went and bought other properties.
Shoveled it over the other direction.
Exactly, and rent's been going up like crazy, so those people are sitting pretty.
They're sitting in on income.
And
creating income.
Who cares what the market does at that point? You're collecting rents.
Rents are going through the roof here in Southern California.
And, Southern California has a 10-year cycle. It'll be plus 1 or minus 1 year, but you hold on to something for at least 10 years, you're likely to make money on it. You know, and historically, you kind of can't lose. You know, people think they're buying at the top of the market. There is no top anymore.
Better than the stock market right now.
Let's not talk about that.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Here's a great text from Pokey in Paradise Hill. He wants to know, is bait allowed in the shootout, or is it all lures?
No, you can fish, but any
it's jungle rules.
Yep, totally.
And multiple people can pull on it.
No. So we do have some rules that go with that, and we've disqualified people in the past. If you are going to fish the tournament, our rules are in plain English. It's about 2 pages. Educate yourself.
Okay.
We had a guy a couple years ago that was in place for either first or second, and he was on a bigger boat, and the deckhand hooked the fish and handed him the rod. You cannot do
not
that.
Not allowed.
We kind of have, we basically run by IGFA rules.
What if it's a troll fish?
You have to be the guy who takes the rod. Nobody else can touch the rod, or you're disqualified.
Okay.
And it was a stupid, simple, you know, accidental mistake. I hate having to DQ people, but that's the thing about our tournaments. And any tournament that we're affiliated with BD, there's no gray area.
Yeah.
It's black or it's white.
Yeah.
We've seen in recent years, you know, some of that controversy in a tournament. You are trusting me with a large amount of your money, and I'm going to be, there's just no gray area. We don't bend rules. We run the whole thing according to
it. It's done that way for the rest of the anglers.
It has to be. It's not fair to somebody else. You know, we had the deal a couple years ago where we have a tuna division, and there was a good chunk of change in there. I would say it was like $15,000, and some of our friends were out fishing by San Clemente. They had a bad yellowtail day, but they had like 185-pound bluefin, and they were a shoo-in to take the bluefin money. Well, they were running back in, and they got a routine Coast Guard inspection. And they didn't make it to the scale in time.
In time. Oh my God. What a heartbreak.
And the guys that the next closest fish was like 33 pounds.
Oh my. Do you have a tuna division in the Yellowtail Shootout this time?
We do, yeah. Sponsored by Towboat US. Our buddy Bob Butler over there is kicking in $2,500 for the biggest tuna. And then I think we also have a side jackpot as well. But the coolest thing happened at the banquet. So we announced the winner. We kind of told the story of what happened with these other guys real easy. The Burks, I don't know if you know them, they're great guys. And everybody was just so heartbroken. The guys that with the 33-pound fish got up on stage and they go, "We can't accept this. We're going to hand this off to the real winners."
Wow.
They stood up to their own.
They stood up. They gave them cool. They gave them the mount. They gave them the cash. They did everything. It was the most awesome things I've ever seen at a fishing tournament. But how could you keep the money when you know you didn't win?
Yeah.
It was the right thing to do, and they did it, and just awesome.
What a neat deal.
Really cool.
Super real sportsmanship.
Awesome. Yeah. I can see Billy Kay behind us here going out for a day of bluefin fishing. See, there's Adam around there.
Hey, we see it all from the world headquarters up here, man.
Exactly.
That could be Brandon.
I wonder if I could still get on. Billy's got a tower, so I think that's Billy.
Okay. All right.
All right. Hey, we're going to be viewing more when we come back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Miter 1090. More from Youssef and more from Ollie when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Miter 1090.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano, and with Corey here, we've got to talk about Tranks.
Oh,
I mean, we were talking about it yesterday. Tranks 200 is your number one favorite reel for freshwater bass or saltwater bass or rockfish or whatever,
if
right?
If I'm going El Salto, I'm packing my 200s. If I'm going surf fishing this afternoon, like I have been, I'm taking the 200.
Taking the Tranks 200.
If you want to go catch some red rockfish, shallow water, I'm taking the Tranks 200.
What do you like about the Tranks?
It's just, it's got the power. It's got, it's pulling power. It doesn't lock tight when you come tight to a big fish. It's got the drag.
It can handle it.
It's got the capability. It honestly, it handles like the 300 size.
Yeah.
Reel of 10 years ago.
Yeah,
you're fishing in a 200 size.
Yeah, I'm taking the 300 with the big handle up the Sitka to catch salmon and rockfish up there.
You can honestly catch
100-pound halibut on it.
You can do anything you want with that 300,
absolutely.
Honestly.
The Tranks reel line, the best there is at your local Shimano dealer.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to
join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, danawharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the Bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 freeway in Orange County.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we are having
what
so much fun.
Show, right?
Oh, yeah. Everything from surf fishing to big bluefin to, I'm glad I talked to you about the yellowtail shootout because I would have been out fishing bluefin.
Come on,
you
man.
You still can, right?
Yeah.
They'll
be tuna fishing, right?
We'll take Corey's money, too.
Right?
Yeah, you can tuna fish as well.
Yeah. For sure. Well, let's find out times, find yeah. out what's biting out there.
Yeah, for sure. And it's sponsored by Gamakatsu. And top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu, and that's what I've been using in the surf, too.
Yeah.
Pete is a 7-aught Superline Gamakatsu weighted swim bait hook. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes the amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy, tangle-free jig storage? What a cool deal, huh?
It is.
You could store
awesome.
Your jigs. It's got a drainage. It's got the whole thing going on right there. Gamakatsu also makes jig heads, a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com or your local tackle shop or dealer.
All right. Let's head up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, the bass capital of the world, and talk to Captain Brian Woolley. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning. What's up, Ollie? How are you, man?
What up, Willie? Long time no see, buddy.
Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, we had a great week up here. Gosh, this water just keeps its little uptick, you know, 68 degrees steady along our stretch of beach this week. You know, the bass fishing has been really good as a result of that. You know, we have some real nice anchovy for our live bait, and it was game on with that bait this week. Sliding sinker setups, like quarter ounce, half ounce, fished on like 15 to 25 pound monofilament has been, you know, the go-to stuff and the most productive setups. Guys fishing the dropper loop, like on the half-day trips right now, catching some real nice sand bass as well as some chunky sheephead on the bottom there.
Coffee?
But gosh, the conditions have just been beautiful and the water has been really clean. As a result of that clean, warm water, we did catch some of our first yellowtail of the season yesterday. Smaller fish. But a good sign, no doubt, in that cleaner water, and those fish were taken on both the surface iron and the live baits. So should also mention that the twilight action has been good, too, on the bigger bass as well. The way the tides were this week, you know, the twilights were a good deal. Those twilight trips for us run from 5:30 to 9:30, so it's an easy four-hour strike, and it's been good time frame as well. Down the coast a little bit in the three-quarter day area, you know, it's been very good bass fishing, too. So the big kelp area is, it's still nowhere near the surface, like that barn kelp, the yellowtail kelp. So we've been fishing over like, I call it like a stubble, you know, like 2 fathom kelp. But it's been great for the fish. You know, the fish comes right up to the surface on the chum. You don't have to worry about getting hung up in the kelp with like your surface iron or any of your artificial stuff. And it's been really good on the live bait there, the rubber lures. And gosh, let me tell you, Pete, that wax wing jig again this week. Just making those big, long bomber casts, touching those zones, like way out on the edge where the chum, you know, you see those bigger fish kind of boiling around on the chum. You know, we had our buddy Patrick G was out with me on Thursday, and he caught plenty of bass, and, you know, he got to see that wax wing action. He made some casts and saw some nice fish, too, with that stuff. And then the Fury, he's been over at Clemente, and has had some great fishing, too. The deal for him is, you know, making that squid right when they arrive at the island early morning has been critical to their sea bass and yellowtail counts. So dropper loop live baits has been the ticket 100%, no doubt on that fish. And along the kelp, the bass fishing has perked up too. I know the water had been cold over there, but it's slowly warming back up. That live squid for the bass as well. Some nice ones on the fly line sardine and anchovy too. And there's been plenty of other mixed fish like the sheephead. Some nice spots of bonito and some bottom fish for his guys. So that's kind of the wrap of our week. It's just kind of coming together here, and the water is beautiful.
Man.
So we'll see how it plays out.
Warm water, anchovies, bait, man. You talk about that.
Just add anchovy to the mix, bro.
Yeah.
And throw a little chum in.
For real, it's been everywhere. It's been nice. We have some really nice sardine fishing this week with our live bait this week, sardine, but I don't think it's going to make any difference. So we've got that water temperature, and that bass is kind of in that spawn mode as well, so they'll be all over that bait this week, too. So
bass,
if you guys
want to
hop on a trip, that's it, totally. Got to make a reservation. If you want to get on the boat, you have to call the office or book online ahead of time. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawark.com. And also, Ollie, thank you for your BD support with our Halibut Derby. We're stoked on that partnership with you guys. Do a lot for us. We also have our first kids camp of the summer this week. And, BD is always sending some stuff up to keep these kids stoked, prizes and stuff like that. So thanks, buddy, for your help with that. We appreciate every bit of it.
Happy to do it, man. You know, if it's kids or service guys, we don't say no. So how big's the halibut right now? What's the contender?
Well, that ended. I think the top fish it was 25 pounds. We had a tough derby this year for sure, but the guys were stoked. You know, weekly prize packs that you guys were part of were a big deal to keeping that tournament rolling for us. So thanks again for that.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right. Hey, Captain Brian Woolley, Dana Ware Sport Fishing, thanks for that. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for the time, guys. See ya.
All right. Hey, filling in for Jeff today, it's her, Rosie.
Right?
Rosie Flowers from Sagerville Sport Fishing. Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, Rosie.
Good morning, guys. I hope you are all well. Yep, I gave RH the day off, you know,
nice.
So you're stuck with me. What can I say?
That's wonderful. Wonderful to hear your happy voice there, Rosie. What's going on down at Sagerville?
Well, you know, God bless Cedros. It looks like we just started off right where we left off last year. Yellowtail obviously being caught on some surface iron, either Thallus, the JRI3 is really doing good, mint and white, blue and white, any of those. The yellowtail are just amazing right now because the guys are calling with limits by the earliest was 7:38. Anywhere from 7:38 to about 10 o'clock in the morning. And then these guys are dropping them off so they can get, filleted, put it in the freezer, going back out, and they're catching and releasing another up to 80 yellowtail before they start heading out to go and look for some calico bass.
Man.
So definitely they're coming back and they're saying we're so sore from catching yellowtail. And it's like, well, that's what you signed up for now, isn't it? Right? So, we've been getting some of those larger yellowtail slow trolling and mackerel, the 6-0 J hook. Yellowtail this year are up to about 46 pounds. That's been going really good. A quick little shout out to Andrea. She graduated from high school about 10 days ago. Dad took her down to Cedros as her graduation gift. She caught her first yellowtail with Captain Chevo right in about the 20-pound range. And then on the last day, she catches a 42.6-pound yellowtail.
Oh,
I haven't caught a 42.6-pound yellowtail. I've been fishing for 49 years. Come on. What's
yeah, me either.
But the smile on her face, it was so awesome, so well
That's
worth
so
it. And, of
cool.
course, she came back across the border and says, I'm going next year.
She's hooked. Yeah. Well, so, once you go to Sagerville Sport Fishing, you got to go back.
What an incredible fishery.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy? So, and then almost all of the cows. Go ahead, hon.
Speaking of which, are there any spots available to go this year?
You know what? There are spots available, and there's good spots available all through July, August, September, and October. There's even 3 spots on my trip.
Wow.
So if anyone wants to go fishing with us, there's 3 spots on our trip, too.
All right. Well, how do we get a hold of you if we want to go to Cedros Sport Fishing?
All right. Easiest thing to do is just call me at 619-772-7570. And if you prefer to email me, it's rosie@sagerosportfishing.com.
And just book online, book right with Rosie, talk to Rosie.
Yeah, call me.
Sagerville Sport Fishing, and she'll dial in on Lodge 1, Lodge 2, and the right time of the year. It gives you the flexibility to go to either lodge and have a great time at the best place on Cedros Island, Sagerville Sport Fishing. Rosie, great job. Nice to hear from you. Always a pleasure, and we'll talk to you or Jeff next Sunday.
You got it. Sounds good. Have a great day, guys.
Thank you.
Oh, what a great report. Hey, we're going to wrap it up with the Surf Report when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090. We're also going to be taking your calls and reading those texts when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pockets. We've got dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLandNarrow.com. It's unique.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Go, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. We'll be right back.